Habeas. The casualty lies casually still, and lets the plush carpet sponge that it lies upon soak up the humors that stream out. If natural selection did not rob me of my smile, then certainly it must have been you, for it looks so flimsy hanging there beneath your nose. No matter what happens between a you or an I, it is always the third party involved, the us, who sustains injury. The words that are now shoved inwards to the hilt are illegible, partly due to the stains which had burst forth from our side when the phrases were thrust there, and partly because my hand had stuttered and shook so while writing them in mid-air. Before they could vanish like a smoke ring, a small thought brought them into solid reality and sent them home, here between two ribs, sheathed in our side. They paused only long enough to finish their own chalk outline, which I had begun in a parking lot in December, and which you finished months later in your living room. Friends, you said, and if we say it over and over, it will make it be so. It did not cross our lips often enough, it seems, for I walked down the street with my hand at my side, applying pressure. Every night, I should have knelt and murmured it like a mantra, each repetition forcing it to be so. Every night, I should have gone to my home and suffered in relative silence. Instead, I suffer the deafening, that of no phones ringing, of no words spoken, of future selves stillborn.